This is the time when pastors need to open the door for the move of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Open the door for the preaching of faith and the boldness of the Word of God like never before.
Throughout the ages, God's prophets have given insight into His plans for the church and His nation. As we continue through this year, Pastors George and Terry Pearsons bring to our attention the prophetic word shared for 2015, the year of the open door.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I am joined here on the set with my beautiful, gorgeous, amazing wife, Terry.
I thought you were talking about somebody else. Thank you.
No, this is
That's
you,
so
babe.
Nice of you. That's so nice. Well, you're so handsome and sharp and smart. And
well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Pastor Terry and I pastor here at Eagle Mountain International Church on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and we've been around here for a long time, haven't we?
Yes.
And we are grateful to Kenneth and Gloria. Thank you so much for allowing us to do this, allowing us to be on the broadcast. And Terry, we're talking about some things concerning the prophetic word for 2015. Yesterday, you did a magnificent job laying a foundation for us about the ministry of the prophet. And today, we're going now on into this first prophetic word that we're going to be talking about, 2015, the year of the open door. Now, this word came to us during our America Stands 2014 broadcast. Last year that we did, and it was kind of a progressive word. It started, and then we talked a little bit, and then it got bigger, and we talked a little bit, and then finally we arrived at an aha moment that, this is the year of the open door. So, what we're going to do is take a look at that, and we have a clip to show you of that 2014 election coverage where this word just blossomed in the midst of us. So take a look. We'll be right back.
God has given us an opportunity right now. Right now. The door is open. Opportunity for the church to run through and do everything you heard tonight.
Yeah. It's like Bishop said, and like you said, we have been given God in His glory has given us the blessing of the Lord to protect us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And here we stand again with another open door, glory to God, to get up and walk through it and stand again and say, I will say of the Lord, He's my God, He's my refuge, in Him do I trust, and walk right into the secret place of
the Most High God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going through the open door.
We're going through the open door.
Yeah.
That's right. Are we hearing God say that 2015 is the year of the open door?
I believe so.
Glory to God.
You heard it first.
Jesus said, Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Any man that will hear my voice, that means any man can hear His voice, and will open, I will come in and sup with him.
Yeah.
That's a covenant statement. I will come in and I will take over the house.
Yeah. Wow.
Glory to God. Hey,
that goes right with, I'll visit every hungry heart.
Yeah. I'll visit every hungry heart.
2015, the year of the open door. Terry, I had asked you if you would prepare some things to talk to us from that particular standpoint of the prophet teacher to let us know some insight into this about this open door. Tell us about it.
Well, we have to look at things when we hear something like this. As you said, this was a progressive revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And how often things come to us from the Lord and it just, you know, as they say, go right over our heads.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it took a few times there before even in that was, wait a minute, this
are
is the Lord
hearing
talking.
The Lord say?
Hearing something here.
Yeah.
So we could make that same mistake even further by treating that phrase, open door, as just an expression.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than that. I think before we go any further, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Verse 13, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. We are setting these truths forth in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, or you could say brought by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language. But the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit these into his heart, the gifts, teachings, and revelations of the Spirit. They are folly, meaningless, nonsense to him. He is incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing, understanding, and becoming acquainted with them because they are spiritually discerned and appreciated. So there are spiritual truths that some people, Dad used to put it this way, two guys sitting in a church service, and one guy pokes the other one and said, "Man, did you see that? Did you hear that?" And the other guy says, "What? What? I didn't see anything. Yeah. What are you talking about?" Yeah. So we can ask the Lord and put on our spiritual ears to help us to hear. And of course, the Word's the foundation for that. We don't want to just make things up and think it's from the Lord. That'll get you off into some strange things that are not of the Lord. So the year of the open door, to not treat that like it's just an expression, but it's very specifically an open doors or more than one open door, and we can see it from Scripture. Mm-hmm. Now, in these doors can be time-related. In Mark 13, verse 28, Jesus spoke of a door here, and He said, "Learn a lesson from the fig tree." Now, the fig tree represents Israel. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you recognize and know the summer is near. So summer represents a time prophetically of harvest. It's one of the feasts, the Moeds of God. It represents harvest. It also represents judgment, time of judgment. And where everybody's pretty sure that the coming of the Lord will come around one of those end of the summer, early, you know, sometime in September, harvest times, okay? And He says, as soon as Israel puts forth its bud, okay, you can tell summer is near, the harvest time is near, okay? But now the next verse, so also when you see these things happening, you may recognize and know that He is near at the very door. Mm. So right here we're talking about there's a time related. It's time to not just be at the door, but all of a sudden the door has opened.
Yes.
Well, in that there are doors for many things that will be open. As we mentioned yesterday, I am so convinced for lots of reasons, but this all fits in to God's purpose, His plan, His revealing of it, as well as His outworking of it, the coming of the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus is referring to in this scripture. Then we also see that reflected in James chapter 5 and verse 8. He says, well, verse 7, "Brethren, as you wait till the coming of the Lord, see how the farmer waits expectantly for the precious harvest from the land." Here again, we're talking about harvest time. Mm-hmm. "And he keeps up his patient vigil over it until he receives the early and the latter rains. So you must also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is very near. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. For look, the judge is standing at the door." Mm-hmm. So this is an earmark warning for the church, this open door.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
He says, you better be watching. He's at the door. Well, hey, we just had a word through the prophet here that the door's open. Mm-hmm. And we better be very watchful to not be complaining against one another. This was the key warning. You better not be complaining because the judge is about to come through that door. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what all that means, but I don't want to risk it. I want to get that right. So then we see there are other doors referred to in Scripture, like Jacob's ladder. There was an open door for him. Some call it a portal, an opening. It means by which you get from one room, one dispensation, one age to another. Another related door that Jesus referred to is in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25, verse 10, this is an important door that also relates to His coming. And this was the parable of the 10 virgins, you remember, and five of them had oil in their lamps, five did not. So we just look quickly at verse 10. While they were going away to buy, this was the ones who didn't have the oil, the bridegroom came. He came through the door, and those who were prepared went in with Him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. And the other virgins came and said, "Lord, open the door to us." But He said to them, "I don't know you." So this was a door that couldn't be opened. So we have doors that open and doors that shut. Not all doors remain open. So here we are at the coming of the Lord, and the door opening for that is clearly, it's coming. So 2015, the year of the open door. Well, is the Lord coming back in 2015? Well, it sure could be pointing that way. But again, we have to understand the coming of the Lord is not only about a moment when He's here, but He's coming. Mm-hmm. And His coming starts a domino effect of this happens and that happens. And we see things happening in the nations, things happening in the church, things happening in individual lives, a move of God as we've been experiencing in our church.
Absolutely.
And we're hearing about others. It's just, I mean, the door has opened for all kinds of things. So doors can open, doors can shut. I'll tell you a door that opened, and that was the door of Jesus' tomb. Men shut that door so that nobody could open it. They sealed it. They put guards in front of it. Well, when it comes to that, God opened that door and nobody could shut it. And what came out of that door? Resurrection power, resurrection life. And not only did Jesus come through that both the natural door of the grave, but the spiritual door that it represented, and so did everyone who would accept that resurrection has come through that same spiritual door. So this is the year of the door. Let's look at a couple of other more doors. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. This is really, it tells us something about these doors that opened for us, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. I'll read this to you. "A wide door for effectual service has opened to me there, a great and promising one, and there are many adversaries." We should talk about this, George, as we get to the Year of the Overcomer. Mm-hmm. But there are doors that are open, sometimes they're wide. He said this is a door of service, to serve God in a way, in a capacity, with a strength, with understanding, with empowerment, like has never opened before, but you have to step through it. I have to step through it. We have to step further by faith and by prayer. But He said there are many adversaries. So if you think this door of great glory is opening and there's no challenge to it, that doesn't exist. We have adversaries, but as we'll learn later in the week,
this
is the time to overcome, brother. And the glory of the overcomer for this day and hour is unlike any other. 2 Corinthians 2:12, Paul said, "When I arrived at Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, a door was opened to me in the Lord." Amplified says a door of opportunity, but I don't really see that really in the Greek. But a door was opened in the Lord. He got to this place and something in God opened to him. What does he mean, a door opened in the Lord? Well, Colossians chapter 4, we'll look at that one. I think we should look that one up. Colossians 4, verse 2. And he says, "Be earnest and unwearied and steadfast in your prayer life with thanksgiving. Pray for us that God may open a door to us for the word to proclaim the mystery concerning Christ, and that I may proclaim it fully, make it clear, speak boldly, and unfold that mystery as is my duty." So there were mysteries and God that began to open up. I've seen that happen in Dad's ministry and for myself and many others. Somehow you get to a place and there's just something that opens up in God. You just see something.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the only way you can put it. But again, it's a spiritual, it means something spiritual. You see, you know, you understand, you have application. It just is clear that moment before you didn't have. And so this is a case for the prophet's ministry at a real high operational level. But when this door opens, the prophet's ministry, it may open a door, but then it's a door open for all people. Look into it. I've seen you do this so many times as a pastor, anointed under this prophetic ministry anointing here. Brother Copeland opens something up and it's like a room. And as a pastor, you go in and you say, oh, I see that. I see that. I see that. Yeah. And you begin to bring those treasures of the mystery out to us in church.
Yeah.
And those mysteries unfold to us and how to apply it to my Monday, my Tuesday, my Wednesday, my Thursday, my Friday. And not just my eternal life, but my eternal life that starts today.
Right.
And you feed it to us in such a way that we gain more insight to what the prophet opened up to us. So there's a door of utterance for the mystery to be revealed, a mystery in God. And Paul said, you pray for me. Now, he prayed that prayer for us in Ephesians 1. He said, I pray that your eyes of your understanding be flooded with light so you can know the mysteries of the intimate knowledge of God. Jesus said the Holy Spirit was coming so that he could reveal mysteries to us. Praying in tongues reveals mysteries to us.
Yeah.
So this open door, this is one thing the Lord is telling us in this. I'm opening the door of mysteries, mysteries of God, mysteries of the future, mysteries of the days and the time to come, mysteries of his coming. Oh, and the more we see, the more excited we get. As soon as we see it, we take it by faith, we confess it, we believe it, we own it. And when we own it because it's given, we start walking in it and we see the anointing increase. Now, Psalm 24, again about the coming of the Lord. Oh, if I don't know, sometimes this may be the most exciting verse in the whole Bible. I don't know, could be. Psalm 24, you're probably familiar with it, talks about the earth is the Lord's. And it says, who shall go up the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. This is talking about coming into the presence of God. He'll receive a blessing from the Lord. Righteousness is from God. Now look down at verse 7. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you age-abiding doors. Now, the King James says everlasting doors. You know, I looked that word everlasting up. Ooh.
I have it written down here, but I'll let you say it.
You're going to let me say it. Yep. Oh, in the Hebrew, it means the vanishing point, the point where you cross over from the seen into the unseen. Now, we get that place. We hit that place sometimes in prayer and in the presence of God and the move of God. Oh, but think about how all that will culminate in the catching away of the church. And he said, be lifted up, you age-abiding doors. Be opened up, you vanishing point. Open it up. So could it be that 2015 is the year that this door begins to open? And he's just talking about those who will ascend to the mountain of God. Lift up. Who is the King of glory? Verse 8. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you age-abiding, you everlasting, you point of the vanishing doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Yes.
I believe, George, that the glory will precede the catching away of the church.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
An ascending, increasing amount of glory. Jesus was caught up in the glory, which lifted him into his own rapture. So this glory coming in, the glory doors open, and we are caught up in him.
Yeah.
So will we be the rapture of the church come in 2015? I don't know, but I do believe that the glory is coming in.
And we will know.
We'll know.
We'll know when Jesus is coming.
We'll know.
Those who are spiritually sensitive to this, we will know when he's coming.
And so this, then... I get so caught up in that, I could almost rapture right here, but but then my message wouldn't be finished. So in Revelation chapter 3, we see number of verses in chapter 3 referring to doors. Now, we've already said, and it says it in Isaiah, says it in Psalms, and then Jesus is referred to, he says, I open that no man can shut, and I shut that what no man can open. Mm-hmm. It all came brought together in him. Ephesians 1 says, this was the plan of God to bring everything together in Christ, to bring it all together. But he also said in verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And Dad referred to this.
Yeah.
If anyone hears and listens to me, my voice, and opens the door, I will come in. So this is the year for us to open the door for him. This is the time. This is the time when pastors need to open the door for the move of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Open the door for the preaching of faith and the boldness of the Word of God like never before. This is the time to open the door to Jesus at every moment, every day of your life, to be your all in all, be your Savior, be your helper, be your guide, be your Lord.
Yeah.
This is the time to open whatever we open the door to for Him. He will be. He will enter. He will come in.
This door
of the vanishing point opening up is for the things of heaven to flood in, but it's also for us to open up for that to happen. It's not God just forcing His way in. It's for us to open a door. We open a door. God opens a door. God into Him, a way into Him, the mysteries of Him.
Yeah.
But we open ourselves, our hearts up, for Him to enter us, us in Him, Him in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory, new creation in Christ Jesus, come into the fullness of the glorified
of
sons of God.
Yes,
I have preached
amen.
Myself all the way over the top. And how do we do this? Well, Paul said that in Colossians. He said, pray, be steadfast in prayer. Be steadfast in prayer, holding fast to faith. Faith. Oh, if we ever needed to know more about faith, it's now. Faith that lays hold. Faith that lays claim.
Yep.
Faith that says, this is mine. Prayer that communes with God. Well, we have things happen in our prayer
Praise
times.
God.
And on Wednesdays, Pastor George, on Wednesdays, our prayer times open the door for the floodgate of God on Sunday and every day in between.
Happening. It's happening. Doors are open.
Hallelujah.
We're stepping into places we've never been before.
Yep.
Praise God. Father, we thank you for the open doors.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the year of the open doors in our lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are by faith stepping into them and through them.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Pastor Terry and I will be right back. You stay with us.
When your faith is in Jesus, all things are possible. Jesus is the open door to salvation and to every new arena that God wants to lead you into. By reading Jesus the Open Door by Kenneth Hagin, you'll learn how Jesus is that open door, and you'll learn what other doors have been opened for you to walk through now. God has given prophets to help His people all throughout history. Pastor Terry Pearson teaches the truth about the ministry of the prophet. Learn how your reaction to what God is saying through His prophets will determine the effectiveness of their words in your life. Additionally, the 2015 Prophetic Words pamphlet is included so that you can keep these words from the Lord with you and review them daily. Be built up in your spirit by God's written and prophesied words. Lastly, Kenneth Copeland has dedicated his nearly 50 years of ministry to teaching people how to live by faith. In Faith How It Works CD set, he gives the foundational principles of faith and how we can experience its results in our own lives. Your faith in God and in His prophetic words can effect great change. Be part of the experience. Learn to hear God's voice in a whole new way. Order your copy of the Faith for the Prophetic Word package for only $39.75. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. You possess world-overcoming faith. Be full of hope and armed with God's Word and wisdom. Order the Faith for the Prophetic Word package today.
Part of our offer this week, you may have noticed, is the book by Brother Hagin, Jesus, the Open Door. Jesus is the open door to salvation.
Yes.
Jesus is the open door to healing. Jesus is the open door to the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the open door to the Father. No man comes to the Father except by Him. And it's your accepting that by faith that opens the door to the whole world of God Himself to you. And you have to receive Jesus as that open door.
That's right. It's time. It's time for you to step on in and through the door into a new, wonderful life by making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Terry, say this after me, and you say this after me too. If this is the first time you've ever made Jesus the Lord of your life, we'll just say this after Pastor George. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
That you love me.
That you love me.
You've forgiven me.
You've forgiven me.
And you've cleansed me.
And you've cleansed me.
Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I invite Jesus to come into my heart.
I invite Jesus to come into my heart.
Fill me now.
Fill me now.
With your love.
With your love.
And with your life.
And with your life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
And I'll speak in another tongue.
And I will speak in another tongue.
Take my life.
Take my life.
And do something miraculous with it.
And do something miraculous with it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Listen, if you've prayed that for the very first time, we've got some information that we want to send you. It's a book called He Did It All For You. This is by Kenneth and Gloria, talking about your new life in Christ. We've got some brochures, how to study your Bible, read through the New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs in a year. And so these are all available to you absolutely free. And I want to thank our partners and friends who faithfully support us to be able to get these materials out all over the world. Praise God.
Praise God. We're so glad you've been watching these broadcasts with us, but we've also recorded a special internet broadcast that's 30 minutes. It's an overview of the week, so you can go back and quickly review again if you want. Or you can share that broadcast through social media, Facebook, and so forth. Go to kcm.org/2015words, and that will give you the program as well as you can download. So join us tomorrow as we're going to talk about visitations,
manifestations, and demonstrations. This is Pastor George Pearson's and Terry Pearson's reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Learn who you are in Christ and how to begin your new life in victory. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org/salvation. Jesus did it all for you. Receive His love and experience the good life God has for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org/salvation. Continue to grow in God's Word with this week's Believer's Voice of Victory, available at kcm.org for purchase, streaming, or download. Let God's grace abound toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. May 14th through 16th, the Copelands welcome you to the 2015 South Africa Victory Campaign at Rhema Church in Randburg, South Africa. June 5th and 6th, come experience the 2015 Peru Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland in Lima, Peru at the Eduardo Dibos Coliseum in San Borja. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The glory of God is the presence of God, heavy with everything good. It's God's majesty, it's His splendor, it's His goodness, it's everything that He is, everything that He has, everything that He can do.